North Carolina teachers are demonstrating in Raleigh today.
Red for Ed! Red for Ed! Red for Ed! Like my
Educators from around the state traveled to the Capitol to call on lawmakers to increase support for public schools. Last year, a similar teacher protest drew about 20,000 educators and supporters to Raleigh. This year, members of the North Carolina Association of Educators are asking for five things. They want more support staff, a $15 minimum wage for all school personnel, a 5% raise for teachers and administrators, the expansion of Medicaid, the return of retiree health benefits, and the restoration of advanced degree pay for teachers. Rusty Jacobs is WUNC's politics reporter. He's in Raleigh now covering the rally. Rusty, welcome back.
Thanks, Frank.
Tell us what's going on now.
Well, you heard some of the chanting. It's a raucous scene here. Sunny day, not like last year. There was a passing shower, I think, the teachers had to contend with last year. But the streets are filled with red-clad educators. I've spoken to nurses. I've spoken to teachers. I've spoken to teachers' assistants. And, you know, they're asking for a lot of the things they were asking for last year. But it's not just teachers' pay. They want to emphasize that. A lot of the people, they're talking about funding for school counselors, school nurses. They're talking about increasing wages for hourly workers, custodians, people at schools. And they're also talking about typical Democratic issues that you hear from the Democratic representatives here at the legislature. Expanding Medicaid, that they say is going to help get healthier children showing up for school. And so those are some of the issues. The issues that the educators marching today are asking for really dovetail with what you're hearing from Democratic legislators.
And this comports with what many teachers are saying, which is that this is more than about what teachers need for themselves, but for what they need for their classroom, which has direct impact on students. And then if you look at social determinants like health, like food and nutrition, that's when we come to other issues that go beyond the classroom. But you've also talked with legislators, and yesterday House Speaker Tim Moore talked about some of his priorities in the House budget. Tell us what the legislature is doing, at least on the Republican side in the House.
That's right. And I want to say the teachers demonstrating today are well aware of some of the details in the House budget bill that has been released, because they say it's an indication that last year's rally made a difference. In addition to the midterm election results, which broke a GOP supermajority here at the legislature, we're already seeing a proposal for a 4.8% salary increase for teachers. I think there's a 10% increase proposed for principals. And one of the biggest issues is the idea of restoring the master's pay, a pay bonus for teachers who earn a master's degree. A lot of people say that's going to help get even more qualified teachers here in North Carolina. So there are some signs, but I'll tell you right now, at least some of the demonstrators I've spoken to, those are good signs, but they're calling them baby steps. And they're saying a lot more still needs to be done.
Where are we now in the budget process?
At the very beginning. This was the House budget bill. The Appropriations Committee is discussing it and looking at it today. Votes are expected on the House floor tomorrow and Friday. But then the Senate gets a chance to put in their proposals. And eventually it's going to get to a governor that no longer has to worry about a supermajority.
Well, here's what Republican House Speaker Tim Moore had to say about the proposed budget.
This state budget also commits to much of its spending growth to our schools and educator salary increases. A sixth and seventh consecutive pay raise for teachers will keep our promise to reward veteran educators who have spent decades in the classroom.
House Speaker Tim Moore yesterday talking about a proposed House budget. WUNC politics reporter Rusty Jacobs is with us. And now I want to bring in a North Carolina educator who traveled to Raleigh today. For this planned day of action, Alexa Briggs is Homebound Services Coordinator for Guilford County Schools. She works with teachers who provide in-home education for students who aren't able to come to school for physical or mental health reasons. And she also worked for 5 years as a special ed teacher. Welcome, Alexa.
Thanks, Frank.
How are things going? This is your. Were you at the rally last year?
I was.
So how do things compare, and how do things seem to be going at the moment for you?
I was really excited to lead a bus full of educators from my local in Guilford County last year, and I did the same this year. I think that our energy today was up even higher than last year. There's some things that have really brought us hope and have made us see that what we did last year made a difference. So that's really encouraging to us as we are working for the schools that our students deserve. So I'm excited to be here. The energy on my bus was really high this morning, as well as the other buses that we brought from my local, all caravanning together to reach the Capitol this morning and march together.
You've heard Tim Moore, the House Speaker, talk about the changes in this budget. Game over? Have you succeeded? Can you all go home now?
Absolutely not. I think I would echo what Rusty said in that a lot of us feel that these are very bare bones, basic, low bar needs when we're talking about our workers making $15 an hour when everyone else who works for the state has already been granted that privilege. They're important things, but they are also not big asks at this time.
I'm talking to Alexa Briggs, Homebound Services Coordinator for Guilford County Schools. Also talked with Rusty Jacobs, WNC's politics reporter. We're going to continue our conversation with Alexa just ahead on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Please stay tuned. This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. Teachers from around the state have descended on Raleigh today to ask lawmakers for more support for public schools. Alexa Briggs traveled from Guilford County to join the rally. She's still on the line with us. Alexa is the Homebound Services Coordinator for Guilford County Schools. She works with teachers who provide in-home education for students who aren't able to come to school for physical or mental health reasons. And she also spent 5 years as a special education teacher. So, Alexa, tell us, you've been an educator for 10 years now. What kinds of changes have you seen in the classroom and in our system over the past 10 years?
So I think when I became an educator in 2009, people who had experience up to that point were just starting to see the changes. And so for me, being a relatively young educator, some of the changes are not as drastic as those of my colleagues who have been in the profession for decades. But in my first few years, I saw some pretty dramatic changes that impacted me personally. One, my healthcare costs began to rise pretty significantly, and that impacted how much of my own money I was able to bring back and invest in my classroom. But I also saw the cuts in my school. I was working in a Title I school, and I saw that we were losing staff year after year. We lost a lot of teacher assistants. We also had challenges with things like copy paper, having to buy our own paper because we would run out and supply budgets were so small. We had to fund those kinds of basic needs for our classroom. So the 5 years that I spent in the classroom before I moved to a support position, I saw things slowly chip away in terms of the resources that were provided to us as a result of a lack of funding.
We've heard lawmakers say that, you know, look, there was the 2008 downturn, cuts had to be made, and lawmakers will say we've been restoring those, we've been increasing teacher pay over the past couple of budget cycles, it's just going to take time to get back. Are you satisfied with that answer?
I'm not, and I think part of it to me is that that soundbite leaves some other things out of the picture. It doesn't account for the fact that we are still not back to our pre-recession funding levels when adjusted for inflation. So it's great to say that there have been raises, and that is true at its face, but it doesn't tell the whole story of how we are still not back to 2008 funding levels when we're talking about adjustments for inflation.
Yeah, and interesting too, you could talk about being back to 2008 levels. Certainly the stock market is well beyond 2008 levels. So, you know, that's
absolutely
another way to look at this. What about, you know, I know that one of the points in this year's set of requests is to expand Medicaid coverage. What's that got to do with the classroom?
I think that's really important for us when we think about hundreds of thousands of people who don't have access to healthcare, and it impacts us as educators, and that our children don't have access to medical care, and it impacts things, very basic things like their attendance. So when we have elementary school children who are missing 30, 40, 50, 60 or more days of school because they are ill and they don't have access to medical care, or children who are themselves well, but their parents or other family members are ill and don't have access to affordable medical care. It plays out in very meaningful ways in the classroom in terms of how much these children are able and ready to learn when they reach our doors.
You feel optimistic about today's demonstrations? Do you think they'll create change? Certainly, last time around, I think teachers and organizers are taking credit for a lot of the changes that have taken place. Do you see the same momentum carrying through over the next election cycle, for instance?
I am really optimistic, Frank. I believe in the power of our people. I believe in the power that we've brought to the streets of Raleigh for the second year in a row. And I'm optimistic that we have elected leaders who are at a point now where many of them are willing to hear what we have to say. I think yesterday on your segment, we noticed that over 50 legislators had already gone on record for where they stand with our five demands this year. That is not something that we saw at this time last year. So I am optimistic. And again, part of that is because I believe in the power of our educators, and we are an incredibly passionate people, and we're here to fight for the schools that our students deserve. And so in that way, there's really no stopping us.
Alexa Briggs, Homebound Services Coordinator for Guilford County Schools. Alexa, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Frank.